So I want to set low expectations for the story because I'm not funny. But let me just say this. Life has taught me many lessons. I am actually one of seven children, and if my sister was here, she would say, I know you thought she was an only child, but she's not. And my parents always wanted more for us than they had for themselves, and they both neither had high school diplomas. But my dad said to my mom that what he wanted her to do was to teach us all to read and write while he worked every day in a rubber factory. And so it was these little special trips that my mother used to take, and one of them was down on Chestnut Street. And if anybody knows Philadelphia, that's these wonderful, beautiful shops where all of these beautiful clothes were in the window. And I remember walking by those windows and saying, oh, gosh, I wish I could just look like that. And I used to love the way that my mother dressed, and she was really into wearing her finest. And my mother used to always say to us that we should dress as though we were in charge. And so my dad used to, when it was time for us to go to school, give us $100 to go buy our school clothing. And I remember when I was like about 15 or 16 and he handed me this $100 and I said, what am I going to get with this? I won't be able to make it through the week. And so he looked at me and he said, now remember, I had older brother, and I didn't tell you this part, older brother and a younger brother. I grew up between two boys. And so he said, you need to get a job. And I think he said it jokingly, but I took him very seriously because $100 was just not enough. But I remember Chestnut Street, and there was a store called Bonwit and Teller. So I walked into Bonwit and Teller, and I said, can I get a job? And the lady looked at me, and I was dressed like I was the manager of the store. And so she said, sure. I interviewed, and I got a job as a stock girl. So I'm in the back room one day, and I'm, you know, taking the clothes out of the box, and I'm hanging them up, and I'm all dressed up. And a woman walks in, and she says, who are you? I said, I'm the stock girl. She said, no. She was a buyer. So she said to me that my job every day, because I worked after school, was to come into Bonwit and Teller, pick out clothes from her line, and guess what I got to do? Walk around the store all day long for 4 hours dressed in clothes that I wish that I could buy. And the real neat thing about it was that my mother actually, I was getting ready to go on my class trip. I was in the 12th grade, and my mother allowed me to get a credit card. What I want you all to know is it took me all the way through college to pay for those two outfits that I bought. I wanted to tell you a story about another job because it is the job, these are the jobs that led me here. As I told you, they promised us a high school diploma, but I wanted to go to college, and college was a choice. So that meant I had to figure out how to pay for it. So I worked 11 p.m. at night to 7 a.m. in the morning at a nursing home. And this story was a little sad because every night around 4 a.m. I would go and sit with this woman who was waiting for her son to come visit her every day, and he never showed up. But I sat there with her. And then I would leave work at 7 a.m. in the morning, and I'd walk a mile and a half back home, and I'd go to work for Betts Laboratories at 8:30 to 4:30 in the evening to prepare to enter Morgan State University here in Baltimore. I tell you that story because this is the city that I love. This is the city where I grew up. This is the city that has prepared me to do the dream that I would love to dream, that I dream every single day, of bringing the city together, of helping us to understand that when we lift the least of us, we lift all of us, and that this is a city, as I look at it, the glass is half full as opposed to half empty. This is a city of so many possibilities, and I see it every single day in the people that I come in contact with. I believe that this is a city of greatness. And so I thank you for the opportunity to have been a part of the city, to be a leader in the city, and to have the opportunity to be the next mayor of this city. God bless you all.